Router Protocol is preparing for a major transition, and it's a big one. It plans to shut down its existing protocol structure and permanently burn approximately 303 million root tokens.
A token burn means sending tokens to an inaccessible address so they can no longer be used or circulated.
This isn't just a supply adjustment, though. It looks like part of a broader shift that may involve legacy contracts, liquidity arrangements, token migration, and the future role of the project's ecosystem.
The most direct effect of the burn is a reduction in roots circulating or total supply, depending on which tokens are selected and how the implementation is structured.
In theory, a lower supply can increase scarcity, but it's important to remember that a burn does not automatically raise the token's price.
Market value still depends on demand, liquidity, investor confidence, utility, and the project's long-term direction.
For token holders, the announcement naturally raises practical questions. Are their tokens directly affected? Do they need to take any action? What happens to assets held on exchanges, in wallets, in staking platforms, or in decentralized applications?
Because a protocol shutdown can change how token contracts and related services operate, holders should be cautious and verify details before acting.
One key consideration is to rely only on official, verified announcements for any migration procedures, deadlines, or required transactions.
Holders should also check how centralized and decentralized exchanges will respond to the shutdown or supply change.
Another important step is reviewing wallet balances carefully, since a burn generally affects protocol supply rather than every individual wallet balance, unless a separate conversion or migration is announced.
People should also watch for scams, including fake migration portals, fraudulent websites, and impersonation attempts.
Liquidity risks matter too, because trading activity may become more volatile during a major transition.
The update also highlights a broader issue in the crypto industry. Protocols sometimes need to discontinue older infrastructure, consolidate operations, or redesign economic models.
Cross-chain projects face especially complex challenges because they connect multiple blockchain networks with different security assumptions, transaction processes, and user bases.
A shutdown may affect more than the root token itself.
Developers may need to review integrations, bridges, liquidity pools, governance systems, and applications that depend on Router's existing infrastructure.
Projects using Router-related services may need to seek alternatives or adjust their operations if support is discontinued.
At the same time, the burn may be interpreted by some market participants as an effort to create a cleaner supply structure during the transition.
Whether that interpretation is accurate will depend on the official implementation, the project's communication, and any concrete plan for a future ecosystem.
The next stage will likely focus on operational details.
Investors and users should look for clarification on the effective shutdown date, the exact number of tokens to be burned, the source of those tokens, the status of existing contracts, and whether a replacement system or token will be introduced.
Until those details are confirmed, it's important to separate the announcement itself from speculation about future prices or a possible successor project.
A large token burn can influence market sentiment, but it cannot by itself guarantee renewed adoption or long-term growth.
Overall, the planned shutdown and 303 million root token burn mark a significant turning point for Router Protocol.
The move could simplify the token supply and close out an existing phase of development, but it also creates uncertainty for holders and ecosystem participants.
Anyone affected should monitor verified updates, avoid acting on unconfirmed claims, and carefully review the technical and financial implications before making decisions.
Ultimately, the details of the transition, not simply the size of the burn, will determine what this development means for Root and its community.